what is the news of the day when it comes to movies in Hollywood?
The thing that has piqued my interest more than anything right now is that the Oscars are moving. The Oscars have traditionally taken place in March and April, but since 2004, they've happened in February. Well, next year, in 2014, they're moving back to March. It appears to be to not compete with the Winter Olympics. The Winter Olympics are scheduled to take place February 7th through 23rd, and the Oscars were originally slated to take place also on February 23rd, so they've moved back to March 2nd.
Well, it's good to have it back in March from my perspective. February always seemed a little early, but have the ratings, they moved it in hopes of garnering higher ratings.
Right, right.
Back to February.
You know, competing with the closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics seems like a pretty terrible idea. So to move away from that, I think it can only help them for next year in particular. And then I believe that they're going to move it back to February for the
future.
And
I guess that was my question, was has it been strong enough in the ratings that they would move it back to February?
I think that the spectacle of the Oscars sort of in terms of your choices on television from year to year, I think the Oscars are dipping, but all the lead up to it with new media and how everything just seems so much more important, but it's less glamorous. I mean, you don't have this, you know, they're not in this gorgeous, beautiful ballroom. I mean, I feel about the heyday of the Oscar ceremony has passed, and now I think you can take it or leave it, but I can never leave it. I love the Oscars, so I'll be tuning in no matter when it happens.
Well, you know, it goes so late, I can never stay up to watch it. You know, for me, it doesn't matter one way or the other.
Exactly. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I understand Harrison Ford may be joining the cast of the upcoming Star Wars films.
I know you're excited.
I couldn't care less.
So Harrison Ford has gone on record as saying that he is back in for the new sequels, but he has also left a loophole that says it's not totally solid, but he's in and he's excited. So we'll be seeing, we'll be seeing a return of Han Solo to the, hopefully, some of us say hopefully, David doesn't care.
I really don't like Star Wars, but I assume that his appearance is entirely contingent on being able to re-sign Chewbacca.
That's right. I can see that. He's a grizzled dude now. I don't know how this old Han Solo is going to play. I don't know if kids are going to think that that's cool or if it's only going to be people who were kids when the first original Star Wars came out, that are going to think that.
Well, it sounds like the intent of getting a lot of these old stars back into the new films is to kind of wash the taste of Jar Jar Binks out of people's mouths.
I think it's going to take more than that. That guy was atrocious.
Well, speaking of big action films, what's the news on James Bond?
So James Bond, had such a great hit with Skyfall in the fall, and it seems like they'd want to just churn something right back out. But the word on the street is that it's going to be several more years before we get a new Bond film. They're not part of a giant machine, and so the producers have recently said that they've just begun developing the script for the 24th film, and it'll probably be three more years before we see a new James Bond film.
And Daniel Craig, he's going to be the Bond again, would assume?
I think so. I don't think there's been any pushback on him since the first film when people were all concerned about a blonde Bond.
He's just getting on, and he's done several now, and, you know, every once in a while they change it up.
They do. I mean, he's no Roger Moore. Roger Moore was kind of getting up in years, and he was.
And the movies, as I understand it, were getting more and more silly.
Yes, they were. So Daniel Craig does have that dashing action figure mystique about him. I think he can pull it off for a few more movies.
Like the last Bond movie I saw, the only Bond movie I ever saw, I think, was Live and Let Die in, 1973?
Oh, wow.
My uncle took it to me when I was like 9 years old.
Wow. The last one I saw, honestly, I can't remember the title. I didn't see Skyfall over the fall, but the one with the ice hotel.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I know. Russ should be sitting here. Russ loves James Bond, so he's probably at home going, it's called blah. Sorry, Russ.
Well, obviously, we're talking movies, and there's going to be a weekend, and we're supposed to get a lot of rain on Sunday. What are my options this weekend?
So one of the new things that the Michigan Theater is opening is a film called Love and Honor. It stars Liam Hemsworth, I always add in that extra L, Liam Hemsworth and Teresa Palmer, and it's not only shot and set in Ann Arbor, but it's directed, produced, and written by a whole crew of U of M alum. Danny Mooney is the director. He's a fairly recent graduate of the Department of Screen Arts and Cultures. And this screenplay was written by Jim Bernstein, who is the chair of the screenwriting department at U of M. And the two executive producers, Eddie Rubin and Pat Olson, are also U of M alum. So they're all coming to town, and we're going to have some special Q&As with any member of the crew who's able to join us, depending on their schedules, on Friday and Saturday. And then we're also having a celebration screening on Tuesday, where we'll be joined by all four of them to do a Q&A afterward.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's a Vietnam-era story. Two soldiers come home to try to, one of them's coming back to try to win back the girl he loves. But the film was originally titled AWOL, so that can probably give you a hint as to what happens during the course of the story.
You know, it's always fun to see the city, the town, or things that are familiar to you in
the movies. Definitely.
I recently saw some rather bad movie called 5-Year Engagement or something. And, you know, a guy gets a job at Zingerman's,
right,
and, you know,
right,
it's just fun. I love
right
that. What else can I see this weekend?
A film that's opening on Sunday and is only playing for 3 days, just Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, is West of Memphis. For those of you who are our Facebook fans, the Michigan Theater's Facebook fans, right at the beginning of the year, I posted my top 10 films of the year, and West of Memphis was my favorite documentary from 2012, and it's finally coming our way. It's long. It's about 2 hours and 40 minutes, and it is the story of the West Memphis Three, the teenagers from West Memphis, Arkansas, who were wrongfully convicted of killing three little boys. And it is...
And they were convicted in the court of public opinion before that case
ever
went to court.
Absolutely. And there were the three Paradise Lost films that were made about the case. But this played at Sundance in January of 2012. It is a really, really powerful film. I mean, it had me... I was a mess at the end of the movie, and I was supposed to do a Q&A with the director, and I was sobbing. I mean, but it's so powerful, and it's so good, and it was absolutely my favorite documentary of the year, and I couldn't be happier that we're bringing it, even though it's just for a short run. So that's something that people should definitely come and check out.
And what's available at the Cinemaplexes this week?
So, G.I. Joe Retaliation is opening.
Is this some sort of sequel?
Yes, it is.
Like there was a G.I. Joe movie
Rise of the
before?
Cobra, I think, is the one that just played. I'm clearly not their target market, so I haven't seen the first one.
Right.
I most likely, who am I kidding? I won't be seeing the second one. We're also, the multiplexes are opening the latest Tyler Perry film, and I just looked at it this morning. I think it's called Confession. Honestly, it's slipping my mind, but I know that the tagline is like Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. So there's something a little...
You know, his movies typically don't get very good reviews, but they always do good box office.
People really enjoy his take on life. Yeah, I think that the acting is fine. The stories are fine. They're formulaic, but you know what you're going into. And if you're looking to be entertained and also slightly preached to, they're fine. I don't think they're going to hold up for years and years and years, but they're fine.
Anything else?
Yeah. Next Wednesday, which is April 3rd, we have the final installment in our Science on Screen series, which has been funded by the Sloan Foundation. Mm-hmm. We're super excited about it. So we've done these science-based films with some additional speaker lecture content with science professionals. And so we're showing Moneyball, the Brad Pitt baseball movie, and we're bringing in Dr. Brad Orr, who's a professor in the physics department at U of M. He's going to do some live physics baseball demos in the Michigan Theater. He assures me that they're safe for your living room, so I feel that the theater is going to be in good hands and nothing bad is going to happen. But that's on Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And
it's
going to
be super cool. I mean, who doesn't love baseball at this time of year? You know, there's always something very rousing about it, and the film is great, so come on down and check that out.
Amanda, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you the next time around.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. See you guys soon.
That is Amanda Bynum, and she is the program director at the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins, who has a day off today. But make sure you join us for Cinema Chat next Thursday. Next Thursday marks the first day of WEMU's Spring On Air Pledge Drive. We'll be asking you for your support and for your vote of confidence. If you'd like to see Cinema Chat continue into the future, this is the way you cast your vote during the course of a pledge drive. Again, that gets underway next Thursday.